Okay. I'm sorry for our half-expected technical delay. We are in Chavis Halvavis, Shah HaBitochen, Shah HaBitochen, Perek Dalid. In my Lev Tov edition, it is page Shin Nun Aleph. Page Shin Nun Aleph. You know what, before we start, maybe instead of starting, I just want to briefly, I heard a question come up a couple of times, and I want to address it briefly over the last couple of days regarding the vaccination. I've heard the question asked in different ways and from different angles. Isn't it kind of, Hashem is obviously has something big going on with this whole corona business. Is the vaccination kind of us getting in the way and interfering with Hashem's plan? Okay, I definitely hear the question, meaning I identify with the sense that the question is coming from. But let's have two things very, very clear. First of all, we have discussed, and we would continue to discuss, how we're supposed to relate to what's going on and what Hashem seems to be intending. But at the end of the day, we don't really know. We'll still continue to discuss it. But at the end of the day, we are not deciding for Hashem exactly what he has in mind, such that it isn't really our business to decide what is and isn't interfering with Hashem's plan. Now, having said that, I'll say the same thing in a little bit of a different, from a little bit of a different angle. That question really should be asked anytime you go to the doctor. Hashem made a person ill, then going to the doctor to try to heal it is interfering with Hashem's plan. But we're told that that's what we're expected to do. Halacha, we approach all hashkafa after we have the foundation of halacha in place. And the halacha is that we are meant to be looking after our welfare. This was true throughout the period of corona, which still is, in terms of taking the necessary safety measures. And it's true now also. Now I just want to qualify. I'm not, if you're going to start asking me, is vaccine really safe or not? I have no idea. I'm not getting into that. My understanding is, again, since I have not been actively acting as a Rav now, I have not been making a point of keeping updated and abreast of what the different poskim are saying. I don't know. I'm not in the sugya. It's not relevant to me yet because it hasn't hit my age yet. So I'm not taking a stand here. I'm talking from the hashkafic angle. How do you approach the concept of a vaccine? So it's no different than any other situation. It's just that it's on a bit of a more national, level. When there is an illness, we're meant to deal with it. Now, how do we deal with the question of, is it interfering with Hashem's plans? I want to say this. We have definitely been assuming and taking the approach that, yes, throughout this whole period, Hashem was and is making a statement that I am the Balabais. I'm the Balabais of this world, showing it on all different levels. And presumably anybody who's been a bit attuned throughout the year has internalized that to one degree or the other. Is the vaccine a steer to that? On the contrary, it might be taking the test to the next level. If up till now, Hashem was showing us in a very, very clear way, I want your understanding of me to be taken to a new level. And this is what Hashem has been doing for this last year and a half. Hashem might now be taking it to the next level and saying, now I'm going to provide a vaccine. Are you capable of continuing to see me in that vaccine, not allowing the vaccine to take you to a place of, oh, okay, now we're back on good old familiar ground. Now we're back in a secure world. We don't have to worry about anything anymore. On the contrary, this might be a certain a graduation exam. Hashem says, I'm ready to move you to the next level. You know what? In a large sense, this was actually the test of the Jewish people coming into Eretz Yisrael after the 40 years in the Midbar. 40 years in the Midbar, you saw Hashem feeding you breakfast every single day. You saw Hashem sheltering you very, very openly through the clouds from the Anan HaKavod. They lived, in the 40 years in the Midbar, was probably the greatest period in history of seeing Hashem dealing with you on a daily basis in the most open way possible. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, the test was, here, now you're going to begin real life, so to speak, as a nation. This was a training period, setting the foundations of the nation, but now you're going to begin real life as a nation. And the question is, will you be capable of continuing to see man being spoon-fed to you, min hashamayim, in the bread that you eat for breakfast, in the dates growing on your tree, and the grapes growing on your vine? Will you be able to continue to see Anan HaKavod, the clouds of Hashem protecting you, in your stone house? This is really the essence of Sukkot to a large extent. In other words, Hashem is saying here, I've shown you something for a long time in a very open way. Now I want to see, are you capable of taking that lesson and living with it if I put you back into a world that is more along the lines of Teva that you're used to? And I would say that on the contrary, let's not view this new stage as, oh, there was a period and now hopefully it's coming to its end and that's that, we're back to normal. Bezos Hashem, let's hope that this will Taka bring healing. But let's use it as a stepping stone to the next level of what we've been experiencing, to embrace the challenge of us now being able to take what we learned and not to let that dim. Now that Hashem is saying, okay, here, I'm going to provide something that now will, so to speak, solve the problem. That is, Lanius Daiti, in my humble opinion, the answer to this question. So again, there are two parts of the answer. The first part of the answer is that, again, without getting into the particulars of the reality, I haven't been following, I don't know, I'm assuming that it is, but if you are able to remedy an illness, a danger, you're expected to do so. That's Hashem's expectation of us. And therefore, that's number one. We understand that whatever understandings we might have, first and foremost, are what are Hashem's instructions to us right now. But number two is this understanding that on the contrary, let's not allow a vaccine to become something that simply takes away the impact of the lesson, but on the contrary, to view it as moving to the next stage of the lesson, to reach a higher place of understanding by now holding on to it, even if Hashem does move us back into something of a more Derech HaTeva reality. Okay, that was in parentheses, if you will, just because I heard this asked a few different times. I see that it's been confusing people, and this is my humble take on the matter. Okay, now let's learn some Chavis Halvavis. So, again, we're on page Shin Nun Aleph in my Lev Tov edition. Aval Perush HaChelek HaChamishi. The Chavetz Chavavos, if we'll go back into the broader scheme of what he's been doing now, is taking the concept of bitachon and applying it to all different kinds of areas of life. The last thing we've been studying was the application of bitachon to mitzvahs. And if you remember, he broke it down into two categories. There are mitzvahs that are between you and Hashem, what we call Bein Adam L'Makom, and that is what we've been discussing in this last little period. And then we have what we call mitzvahs of Bein Adam L'Chaveri, not Bein Adam L'Chaveri in the classic sense, mitzvahs that involve other people. He's breaking that into another category for this purpose. Mitzvahs that involve other people. And how do we apply, we'll see what the examples are, and we'll see how he applies the concept of bitachon to these mitzvahs. When it comes to the fifth field, area of life that he's been discussing, and that is the mitzvahs that we have who can affect other people positively, negatively. Tzedakah. What are mitzvahs that involve other people? Tzedakah, obviously. Maisa. Limud HaChachma. That means teaching. Teaching Torah. Tzavos B'tayiv. Instructing. He's breaking that into different areas. He called that teaching also. What about teaching Torah as in teaching Torah texts, then instructing as if telling people what is the right thing to do. Hazer Me'ara, admonishing people against doing the wrong thing. Ula Shiva Amonais, and to be faithful when it comes to money, to repay debts when you should be repaying them. Ula Astir HaSoid, also to be faithful when it comes to keeping a secret. Ula Daber Toiv, to speak good of other people. Velasis HaToiv, to try to benefit other people, to do chesed for other people in whatever way you can. Kibud avos, honoring our parents. Vashavas harishayim elo elikim. And, well, kiruv. Okay? V'hayros bnei adam darkei toivasam. And to provide people with guidance. This could be also just on the material level, to give people good advice. Try to benefit people through good aitzis, etc. Lachmal aniyeim, to care for the poor. Lerachem aleim, and to care for the poor, have pity on them. Lisbol chelpasam, and also to tolerate the insults that you're going to get. Kishemeir oisam elo avoida, umiyachel oisam umiyam bigbul vainish. Also to be ready to tolerate insults that will come your way invariably if you will be admonishing people as to what is the right and wrong thing to do. You have to be ready to instruct, to speak up, and then also be ready to respond correctly when you are insulted and you are attacked as a result. So in all these areas, we have bitachon also. How does it apply? Ofne Yosha bitachon mizeh. The proper way of applying bitachon here is Shiyeh ha'adam tzoifen bilvavoy kol ha'masim ha'ila v'adayim aleihem. A person should indeed have on his agenda all of these different mitzvahs, as things that he would like to do when they come his way. And yes, try to be doing all these things. All these things are things that we should have on our program, on our agenda. Following the idea that we've been discussing in the previous discussion, because that Hashem wants you to choose to do the right thing, and that includes also these things that involve other people. where he's going to go with this is, I'll just preface it briefly outside before we see it inside, because we're not going to manage to do it tonight anymore. And where he's going with this is that when it comes to these things also, make sure to be choosing to do it in order to please Hashem, for Hashem's purposes, not due to the dynamics between you and these other people. These people should not be the cause of your choosing to engage in these mitzvahs. Rather, your decision, your choice to engage in these mitzvahs should also be directed towards Hashem, even though it's actually an interaction with people. Okay, that's just prefacing the idea briefly. We'll end here for tonight, and we'll see where he goes with this, Be'ezus Hashem. Good night, Rabbi Yisrael.
Thank you very much.